Nail or beauty school was just the beginning, right? What on earth do you do now? Welcome to the Salon Success Podcast with Monaco Nail Academy. Our topics stretch beyond nails and into all things salon related, business, marketing, and social media, and at the very least hits you with real, honest stories about our experiences. This isn't school, this is real life, real business, and really freaking hard work. Before we get started, wherever you are, thumbs up. Tag a friend in the comments or hit that share button and support small business. Hey guys, Penny here from Monaco Nail Academy, and today I'm joined again by Bailey
Hey.
and by Erin.
Hi.
And we're going through one of the How to Set Your Prices lessons from our Salon Success course, talking about supplying drinks. Not necessarily the most interesting topic, but let me tell you, we're going to make it interesting.
And just a reminder before we get started to use my code Little Moon for 10% off all courses. I get a kickback from these enrollments, and they're how we support the production of this podcast.
And Bailey, you've got a code too, right?
Super complicated. My code's Bailey.
Before we get stuck into a new topic, let's revisit last week's lesson, which, Erin, what were we doing last week?
We were discussing different types of business models, I think is probably the word to use. Sole traders, limited liability, and partnerships.
Pretty startup-ish kind of stuff, but can you hit me with a fun fact that might entice people to go and listen to an episode about business models?
A fun fact. Well, I found it just really interesting learning like the different pros and cons from the different models, and I think it's just really important that you understand what your obligations are for each different model. Is that a fun fact? I don't know.
So fun, right, Bailey? Were you having the time of your
Obligations are
life?
super fun. The entire episode was super fun, and everyone should go back and listen to it because it was a great time.
It's important knowledge.
It's important, and
100%.
it's especially really good base knowledge if you are new to setting up your business. Today, we'll do something a little more fun, which is drinking. Not as fun as one might think, but we're gonna make it a good time. We have a phrase that we use a lot throughout our Salon Success courses, referring to one-ups. And one-ups are ways of making your business just one step up better every week, every month, whatever, just like the idea of going one up at a time. So let me explain. When you think about supplying drinks to your clients while they're having their service with you, your very first option is tap water in glasses you already own. That's fine. That's probably all your client expects, if anything. But you can go from zero to hundreds of clients in a short space of time by exceeding expectations. And that's what a one-up is, making sure that, say, for example, once a fortnight, you change one little thing that you do so that a client sees constant improvements. They can be small, they can be free, but they are there. We ourselves, when I had a full-time salon, we hit 300 clients while still running a salon from home. The house that we were in, it was a shared house and a driveway of three. The fence down the driveway was like this crappy old rusty corrugated iron fence that I had no control over. It was in a nice area. The houses were nice. But like those first impressions were pretty like average. We had a trainee once that came in and said that she had brought her dad with her to pay for the course, which was also being run from home at the start. And the whole way down the driveway, he was like, "No, I can't believe you wasted my time bringing me here. I'm not coming in here. You're being ridiculous." Blah, 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 blah. 10 minutes later, he puts 4 grand through my FBOS machine. I needed to create that kind of exceeding expectations that would get that sort of reaction. So I have now always wondered how many of the occasional no-shows got to the top of the driveway and chickened out because of how ugly that fence was. But the ones that made it through the door needed to immediately forget within seconds that they were in a house. So One of the many ways that we got people to forget where they were was through our drinks offerings. First things first. Or do you guys have anything to add first?
No, I just think that that's hilarious.
Yeah.
But I think it's really cool how, like, even just that first sort of story goes from a guy who, like, can't believe his daughter brought him there to then, here's 4 grand. Thank you so much.
And we had no idea. Like, we had met her once before on her own, and then she was coming back with dad to pay. Like, I think she was like maybe 19, 20. And we didn't know the story at all until like she was in her first or second lesson. And yeah, like, so as far as we knew, he just walked in and like was
Was
pretty
like,
quiet, had a
here you
chat,
go.
paid the bill. And then she told us the story like weeks later, and we're like, shit, we were real close to not having $4,000.
I think it's just a testament to how those like small details that you can change from when someone steps through the door can have that kind of an impact to changing their mind based
Yeah.
on, you know, the 30-second walk up the driveway.
Yep. You will not believe how in depth I can get about drinks. So
So let's get into
let's get into it. Interrupt me at any time,
it.
ladies. So when we were running the full-time salon, we would buy like trays of mini pumps. So if you're not aware, it's a brand of bottled water here in New Zealand. Buying bulk meant that a mini pump, like a mini drink bottle of bottled water, cost us about $1 each. Anyone here in New Zealand can apply for an account at Gilmore's, and if you're doing this sort of thing, it's worth it. When someone asked for a water, we would take a pump bottle out of the fridge and give it to them. We exceeded the expectation by so much that a lot of them would like leave it sitting there, and we'd be like, "Don't forget your water." And they'd be like, "Oh, is that mine?" Like, it was like
They're like,
this
well, yeah, I'm
like
not gonna like wash it and give it to someone else.
yeah, but it was like this like reaction where like, "Oh, am I supposed to have that?" Like, whereas tap water in a cup, they would have been like, "Yeah, whatever." It's just really funny how like the human brain works. Like, you asked us for water, we put water on the table, it sat there for 10 minutes, and now you're surprised that that's your one. But like, they were, but that's a good thing for us because that is exceeding expectations. You
Also
don't need.
nice, like in a weird kind of way, salon setting too, that it's in a bottle instead of an open container on the table.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely way
Like,
more hygienic.
yeah, just that double up of they get their water. It's not just tap water in a random glass. It's a bottle of water, but also very convenient for you as the technician that they've got bottled water as opposed to an open cup. That's like sat
No
there on the
dishes.
table. Yeah, no dishes.
And like, they'll take the bottle with them if it's not finished, especially like they'll finish half of it and then you say like, "Oh, take your water," and they're like, "Oh yeah," and they take it with them. They might not consciously think like, "Oh, that's the water I got from Bailey," but like something in the back of their brain is firing every time they use that bottle.
Yeah, that's true. Keeps it fresh in their memory.
Yeah. So like, you don't need to go out and buy bottled water. Although I will say that if you go to bulk promotional material manufacturers, you can actually get bottled water with your own logo on it, and it's not that much. But the concept of a one-up is just minor improvements on a regular basis. So a one-up could be that the next time they come in, the tap water is cold. Like, that's all it has to be. Or it has ice. Or the glass it's in is new, or the glass got your logo engraved on it, or there's a slice of lemon, or you made ice cubes with flowers in them, like on Pinterest, or
Oh
it
my
has
God,
a
I bought a
straw.
food dehydrator.
Same.
I
Like,
want one. A
it's the
little
most fun. I got it
slice
like a
of
week ago.
lemon or orange or something. A little sprig of mint. Fancy.
Making dehydrated pineapple, it's like, so good. Oh my God. We're having the best time. I also bought a spice grinder so that I could dehydrate like my excess herbs and then grind them and like jar them.
Love that.
That's fun. I'm having the best time.
We digress.
We digress. It's kind of what we do. Maybe you it has a straw, or maybe it's on a saucer with a little doily. Like, that is literally a list of 10 possible one-ups on water. And you only need one one-up a fortnight to be making a difference that, like, your regular clients will see when they come 3 or 4 weekly. Like, but literally you can improve your water 10 times. I will make a couple of notes on that though. Consistency is really key, as we've talked about in several podcast episodes. Whenever you one up anything, you have to keep doing it, because if you got new glasses, you need to use the same style every time. Like, if you make ice cubes out of flowers, that needs to be the thing that you do. You can change them to red and green food coloring at Christmas, or you can put berries in them or something like that. But from now on, your ice cube is fancy. It's not just at the salon, but like, you'll come up in conversation elsewhere too. And that's half the point of this, because even if a client doesn't come back, at some point it will come up in conversation somewhere else about the nail tech with the ice cubes.
That sort of leads on to the whole word of mouth thing, you know, as well. It's
Exactly.
the best advertising.
Making yourself a talking point. I actually have a note here as well on that whole dust thing that we already touched on. Like, nail tech specific more than beauty therapy or anything else, but like, I already made a note that we deal with a lot of dust. The mini pumps, like you guys already said, meant that it was only the mouthpiece to keep dust free. We would have a box of tissues on the desk so that they could do that, but at least there's no dust settling in a glass. There are quite a few ways though to stop the dust issue. So if you're not doing mini pumps, you can also get really cool ceramic takeaway style cups that have silicon takeaway lids, like from homeware stores and stuff. They're reusable. They're another great way to keep drinks dust free. You can also get these like silicon circles that aren't a lid to sip out of, but they sit on top of a teacup. And the theory is that they keep the heat in, but also they work perfectly for keeping the dust out. If you want to go even more, like more one up, but also more hygienic, like you could create like a little trolley separate to the desk that has room for coffee and a magazine and like your business cards and like a couple of little things, and then the trolley gets like wheeled up kind of thing. Yeah, the client might get a coffee while they're waiting, and then you wheel the trolley with her to the desk when it's her or their turn. You might have like a little jewelry holder on there so that your client can safely remove their jewelry. There might be a shelf
Great
for
to
their
have like a
handbag.
top drawer, put their phone away so that they don't go
Yes.
for their phone mid-service. I
Now
actually
you're
complimented a
thinking.
client that I had the other day. I was like, I really appreciate that you like put your phone like behind you off to the side as opposed to on the table, because it buzzed and she looked for it, but she didn't take her hands off the table to go reach for it. And I was like, we don't get any fluffies this appointment. Just really appreciate you like honoring the whole phones off the table.
Yes,
Ouch.
they're very addictive, aren't they? People just can't, you know, just take
Yeah,
that
they'll
out.
want to have it in one hand while you do one
Yeah.
hand, and they just want to switch, but it
Take
just
the hour off.
I recently took Messenger off my phone, and the first like hour that I did it, I had a client, took it off my phone, came out to do a client, and then still maybe 15 times, because it was something I'd just done, found myself thinking about the like what's on Messenger. And I was busy with a client, like I wouldn't have been checking it anyway, but that's how many times my brain went to it.
That's interesting, eh? It's
It's
kind of
so
scary too.
ridiculous. Yeah.
So did you just offer like water and hot drinks, or did you offer like any various like cold drinks as well aside from water?
Funnily enough, Bailey, now that you ask, the very next sentence in my notes is, when we had the salon, we also offered soft drinks. You can get mini cans. I don't know like how prolific they are everywhere, but like you've got the normal like 330 mil can or whatever, but you can get mini cans that are 250 mils.
I
And
literally have Bundaberg ginger beer and lemon lime and bitters
so
always in my
good.
fridge of those mini cans.
They're so good because they like keep you, I mean, personally, they stop you having too much. But
Mm.
also, when the boxes of them, I think they come in 10 packs or on special, the mini cans work out to $1 a can. So once again, we're sticking to this like rough dollar that the mini pumps were as well. And like their hands are busy. So they're not going to make it through a full can of drink, but like a mini can is just like just enough kind of thing. And also, can is nice because it's partially covered, especially if you then add a straw. So they're not like, you know, like that's again another little thing. But they can also take it with them. They've got that little extra bit of exposure. Like, there's a lot to be said for the amount of psychology in marketing. Like, we touched on it before with them taking the water bottle with them, but like, you can literally go out and like see a red car and it put a song in your head because of an affiliation from weeks earlier where that song was playing and you saw a red car. So to have something that can be taken away, like a mini pump bottle or a mini can of Coke or whatever, there's just so much to be said for that psychology element as well. We also offered tea. When we first started offering it, tea bag, chuck it in, normal shit. But eventually we actually one-upped to loose leaf tea, and put it in a cute tea infuser, like used cute little China teacups, and we would put you know the cookie time cookies that you get at Christmas? You can buy them bulk from the cookie time factory all year round. So we would just put two of them on the side as well, and that was like a
Cute.
thing that we did.
That's cool.
Cute.
Yeah. It was such a thing. Like, people just knew that. And sometimes people were like, oh, I'm all right. I just had a drink in the car, but can I have the cookies? Like, or you had someone who was a big regular and you knew they loved the cookies, you'd give them four. Like, you just use it as a way to treat people in a way that's actually not costing you that much money. I'd say another thing that we really made an effort to do, even though quietly we were writing it down, is memorizing everybody's tea order. So like, if so back in the day when we had a full salon, I also had a salon manager, and I would say to Alicia, like, who's next? And she'd be like, oh, Kate. I'm like, cool, English breakfast, no sugar and just a splash of milk. Like, we made like a proper effort to have memorized what it was that we were doing. And then that way, when a regular client turned up, their regular request was already on the desk for them. And it's just constantly going and exceeding expectations.
Because as a client, how good does that feel?
Exactly.
Like,
You
even
feel.
my local sushi place, I would like walk in and they would be like, creamy teriyaki. Like, thank you. I'm like, crab nuggets today? Like, no, not today. Or yeah, crab nuggets. But it was like those are my go-to things. It was either one or both of them. And when you walk in the door and they're like, so you want this? And you're like, you remembered? Please, thank you. And it makes you feel
Exactly.
good from that client side of things.
Yeah. It's just, yeah, going above and beyond.
One particular place that I contracted at, we had, the Nescafe coffee sachets, and they come in different flavors, and then your regulars would just get used to, or you would get used to your regulars' preferred sachet. You'd have it, we'd have them ready for them, and they'd sometimes bring their own cup so they could take it away with them when they left
That's
as
such a
well,
good
which,
idea.
yeah, so that was quite a good option in terms of coffee because they're easy. You can,
And you
just
can
colour
one
your
up
individual.
coffee 1,000 times the same way you can everything else. Like, you start with regular instant, and then you buy like cafe coffee cups from like a catering supplies shop. Everybody gets the same cup, so it's really consistent. It's no longer like a mug from your kitchen. Now it's like a salon experience. You go to like the good instant coffee, and then you go to the sachets, and then you buy an espresso machine. And like, even an espresso machine, the pods are like $1 each. So even if you then add like a milk cost, you're talking $2 for like the pod, the milk, couple of cookies on the side. For $2, that's such a drastically different experience. Like you can do fluffies for the kids, like because the milk frother thing that comes with Nespresso, like you can, and the
Or you
thing
could be
is,
a tight
well,
ass like me and get the Kmart version because it
that
does the
too.
same
I didn't know
thing.
there was one, but that sounds
There is a
great.
Kmart milk frother now, and I got one a few weeks back.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You've got all the upgrades at the moment. How fun.
Kmart's great too.
I'm just a child with adult money, honestly. And
Aren't we all?
it's really just like my purchases, especially in the last like couple of months, really reflect that.
Guys, I got my first label maker yesterday.
Oh,
First
yes.
one. Oh my gosh. Have fun.
I half of my swatches are labeled already. I'm having a great time.
Yeah, they're the best. I
Next thing
love
you
my
know, you're
label
going to be
labels.
like me, knee deep in a bloody cricket. I love
Never. It's too much fiddle for my brain. Like it's, and I say fiddle not in like the actual fiddliness. It's too much brain fiddliness. It's too hard. Like
My mom was like, "What are you going to do with that thing?" And I was like, "There's not going to be a
everything.
thing in my house without a label on it." Like,
I love labeling
my
stuff too.
scarves are so beautiful.
You're so funny. Before we continue on with the podcast, we just want to take a quick ad break to talk about our accountability groups. This is a way of doing the foundation certificate in nail technology. Erin with us today is actually the leader of three of our accountability groups. She's pretty solidly booked, but there are more. It basically means that you work through the foundation certificate in nail technology with a group. You have guaranteed live lesson times, you have people that are holding you accountable, and you get a weekly payment plan to make it super achievable to do. You can find out more information about our accountability groups at monaco.ac.nz/mastermind. Now, I think maybe Destiny, who's a regular contributor, might have given us a wee story. Bailey, do you have a story from Destiny?
Yes, she has. So Destiny has shared with us that when she reopens, she wants to eventually offer hot drinks, tea, hot chocolate, and a water station. She said she wouldn't particularly like their drink on the same desk that she's working on, so she was thinking about having a small side table set up nearby.
It's the trolley idea. It's so good.
Yeah. Absolutely. And there's some really cute ones that you can get that have, like, the little wooden top, and then there's some storage below, whether it be for a handbag or, the little drawer that you can put things in, or otherwise you can use it as a drinks cart. So maybe down the bottom you could have, like, your glasses, obviously not mouth up, mouth down, so we don't get, like, dust or anything in there. Have those there, maybe have a little like water carafe or something on them. Like, there's a lot of options for those trolleys to have a sort of help yourself station as well.
So there's just a little rule with 1UP, since along with drinks, that's what we're referencing so much. It's definitely one at a time and baby steps. 1UPs do not have to be expensive. Like, save buying the Nespresso machine for the day you put your prices up. Like, do it as a way to make it, like, to justify a price increase. But also, just don't rush them all at once. Like, in this podcast episode alone, we've given 20 or 30 ideas, and they all surround drinks. You only need one 1UP a fortnight to make sure there's something new every time someone comes. Even if you get a new retail range, a new product line, a new collection of colors, if you're a nail tech, drip feed them. A client doesn't need six new colors, they've got 10 fingers. Introduce three on a little stand this week and save the other three for a month or so. If you rush your 1UPs, you'll freak out when you see your bank balance, and you'll tell me, "Oh, these 1UPs, they just cost too much." They don't have to. One at a time, once a fortnight, sometimes for free, almost always for cheap, and then occasionally a big one for a special occasion. I would say as well, one last little note from me, and then I'll hand over to you guys for your stories. But my last note on drinks is to work backwards, not forwards, when costing them. Because we're talking a lot about like $2 each, $1 each, blah, blah, blah. All your costs should be being passed on to the client. You'll see that in our How to Set Your Prices module. But they'll see and appreciate the difference. So, like, Espresso coffee is worth a lot more in perceived value than just the $2 it cost you, but you do still have to budget it in. Either a dollar or $2 or $3 per client, just make sure that you have factored in the cost of the drinks that you're spending so that you're not paying out of your pocket. Like it's part of what the client is paying for. It's just that you're providing the service.
I really like the emphasis on the drip feeding as well, because I feel like, what's the birds that love all the shiny stuff? Is it magpies?
Magpies, magpie,
Yeah.
yeah.
Like nail techs is such magpies for like, oh, new glittery, especially, like new release, and you go out and you want to get all of them because we just love all of that pretty stuff. And that's cool, but it is very much that you can buy one a fortnight, even when it comes to new colors, let alone introducing any of these one-ups. It doesn't have to be, oh, I'm going to go buy this entire new collection and then look at my bank account balance and go, oh, that's forgot that that was going to be a thing that I'd have to actually pay for it. Whereas, yeah, you can drip feed any of those one-ups, be it various changes to your drinks or those other one-ups, cookies, chocolates, colors, glitters, everything like that can just be slowly introduced so that you're giving that constant improvement to your client, as opposed to being like overload of all of these improvements and then like nothing for 6 months because you really didn't budget that out very well.
I just had a thought, like with the subscribe and save that Monica has now. That's a great way to be doing like your product one-ups, because then you've got, at the end of your month, it's a month, isn't it? Each
It's
month?
12 weeks, 12
Oh,
weekly payments, and then you get the coupon with the discount.
yeah. So that's what, 3 months then, isn't it? So,
Yeah.
then you can be like, yeah, I can just splash out in a whole season of colors for, one upping.
So what
Yeah.
Erin's talking about is if you head onto our website and look up subscribe and save, or you could probably just search subscribe, you can do a weekly automatic payment to us, which then every 12 weeks is converted into a coupon, and that coupon gets you a discount. So like if you, I think it's like, for example, 12 weekly payments of $30 would mean you had paid 360, but I think you get a voucher for like 400 or 420 or something like that, off the top of my head, not having that opener in front of me. But that's a really good option for saving money for having a lot of stuff for one-ups.
Yeah, and then it doesn't seem like such a like you when we're just talking about the one-ups costing so much, like doing it that way spreads it out for you too, so
Yeah, and
yeah.
then once you've done it, you can put them aside into a drawer and then drip
Yeah.
feed them into your regular stock. You don't need to, oh, because you drip fed the money in a payment plan that you have to then go put $400 worth of new colors out or whatever the case may be. You can just still get that whole lot, pop them in a drawer, and then like a drip feed introducing them to your regular stock.
Yeah.
Even though the temptation is to play with them all right now.
I mean, you can play
You
with them
can
all
play
right
with them.
now. Just drip feed them into your clients' range to choose from. Because the temptation is real. Absolutely. Who wouldn't get that package and just open them
I
up
wouldn't be able to
for you
help
to play with
myself.
them?
Yes, paint it on your toes so that clients are less likely to see it and be like, what's that color? I want that color.
But we only have 10 nails as well, so that's how we can drip feed them in. Like, oh, look at this new color I'm wearing. Oh, what's
They
that? Funny you mention that. I just got this.
always love what you've got on too. Like
Isn't that
always, they'll be
funny?
like, oh, I might have that next
Yeah.
time.
So, final thoughts for this episode, Bailey and Erin, what are the drinks options you offer right now? And what would be the first one-up that you would do to your drinks?
So currently, where I'm based, we have like a tray in the waiting area with water, like this pretty water dispenser thing, and glasses that are upside down. And I think I love coffee, so I think we need coffee.
My salon is home-based, so I think it's something that, granted, is budgeted for, but is still also kind of like I keep that stuff for visitors anyway because she loves to be the hostess with the mostest. So, like, I've got obviously tea, coffee, Milo, I've got caramel and vanilla coffee sachets, and then because again, child with adult money, I went and bought like my bougie fridge that is the fridge of my dreams. So I've got like cold filtered water, I've got ice there for people, and I'll have like my two sodas. Not, I don't drink like regular soft drinks, so I don't really have it in my house, but I've got like the ginger beer, the lemon lime, and bitters. So I'm always, when someone comes in, I'm like, can I get you something to drink, like hot or cold? Like, is the first kind of, so I don't overwhelm someone with like all of the options. I'm like, hot or cold, like tea or coffee. And then if it's cold, it's like, okay, like water, or like I've got these two sodas. So, like, that's sort of how I break it up to not overwhelm people. Cause I think if you're like, oh, I have like everything I just listed off is like a lot. But if I can just split it off, like hot drink, cold drink. Okay, cool. Like tea or coffee, regular coffee, or do you want a flavored coffee? And then like tea, you know, black tea, white tea, cold drink, water, soda. Yeah.
So what I do is time is money. And although I've told you guys everything I used to do, what I currently do is I currently live across the road from a cafe. So
Convenience.
I have a tab with them, and it is well advertised amongst my clients and all my social media that if you show them the your confirmation text within 15 minutes of your start time, you get a free medium-sized drink. And so you get a lot of people saying, "That's so nice of them doing that for free." And I'm like, because the number of people that assume the cafe is giving them a free drink on my behalf is insane. Like, they all think, what a lovely cafe they are doing this for free. No, I am paying for
Paying for
it.
this.
Okay, but here's the thing. First of all, budgeting based on how many people are actually going to do it, not everybody. So you think of like, so it is medium, so I think it's like $6 or whatever, but not everybody's going to do it. And the cafe closes at 3, so anyone after 3 should out of luck. But I still offered it to them. They chose their appointment time. They still know that perk is available. It's just before 3 because that's when they close. So you eliminate all the people after 3 can't be getting it. And then all the people that choose not to, you're not paying for. So now that $6 per person is probably more like $2 per person averaged out over everybody. Then I base my prices on $90 an hour split over how long I take to do a service. So I take half an hour to soak off and reapply gel polish. So it's $45. Like I would recommend most people to be closer to like 60, 65, 70 for a gel polish manicure. But because I'm based on time, the nature of the area I live in, blah, 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 whatever, that's my choice. However, that means that the 5 minutes it would take me to make tea or coffee, muck around offering it, blah, 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 blah. I can fit $7.50 worth of services into 5 minutes of time. So if I pay the cafe an average of $2 per person to make a full profit, proper cafe coffee or hot chocolate or tea or whatever, then when you take that $2 away from the $7.50 that I saved, like not using my time to do it myself, they had a better service and I made $5.50 on that coffee. Girl math.
Go math. I love
Girl
her.
math
But
for the
like,
win.
it's very, like, time is money, and I think that's where the knowing your client as well, to have a drink like ready when they come in, like you talked about earlier when you had the salon, that you know you could be prepared, you knew what people wanted. And so like there is definitely that element to reducing that time spent. But if you are booked back to back and you don't have that time or someone else around to help you be prepared like that, great solution. Wish I was
Yeah.
across the road from a
Well,
cafe.
like
I
when you
don't.
can
That'd be
go,
too funny.
well, I how could I cost in $2 per drink? Well, the alternative is costing out $7.50 per client worth of time I could be doing another client. So like, if this was a full-time salon and we had a salon manager, we'd most likely go back to the model we had where Alicia was making the drinks, we were memorizing the orders. There's a different element to having that personal service in the salon. But now, where I'm part-time trying to run Monaco as well and trying to be really efficient with how I make money in this business, it's so good. Final thoughts, because before we close out this episode.
I think like drinks is just a nice, easy one up. Like it's, even water. Water doesn't really cost if you're getting it from the tap, and then as long as it's in a nice, presentable, thing. I mean, it's just a little bit of time and effort, really, just to make, a client feel more valued.
Which then makes you money later.
Yeah.
With that done and dusted, before you guys disappear, like our page or follow the podcast so that you don't miss the next episode. What are we doing in the next episode? Who knows? Who can tell me?
Episode 7 is about client lateness.
Oh, that'll be a good one.
We're going to be obviously deep diving into our policies in that one.
So you'll want to be tuned in next week for that one. But until then, check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching Monaco Nail Academy or follow our salons. Mine is Hard Lacquer NZ. Erin, what's yours?
Little underscore moon underscore nails.
And Bailey.
Mine is Bailey Janet Nails.
Amazing. Have a great week, guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
See ya.